In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the celebration of Saint John the Evangelist. You know? So Saint John as an evangelist is the role model for all of us. I want you to share in this question. What are the lessons we may get out of his life? Saint John the Evangelist. I think all of you know his life story. So what can you get out of his story? Love. John the Evangelist is very famous of love. He loved Christ so much, and he was keeping always saying that love each other. Yes, he was always full of fire of the Spirit, very anxious to send the word to the whole world. Yes, he stuck to the Lord. He was with the Lord Christ up to the minute of his crucifixion, although all the apostles left him and ran away. Yes, he was the perfect disciple. The perfect disciple. He used to go after Christ everywhere, and he was always very close to him. So this is kind of the perfect discipleship. Yeah, he was spending much time from the first minute he knew Christ. He was always attached to him and very close to him. Yes, he was very passionate and very kind and very honest. That's why the Lord gave Saint Mary to him, because he trusted him so much. Although, this is very important by the way, although Saint John was the type of personality who was shy, and you do not expect much of him as a speech, because when he was going with St. Peter in the book of Acts, we never listened to a single word came out of his mouth. But actually, with the last days of his life, he wrote the Gospel, 3 letters, and the book of Revelation. And these 5 books in the New Testament, a real treasure of the church for evangelism. Although he was type of a silent preacher, but actually he ended his life with a great gift to evangelism. Yes, he was the type of a person who obeys all commandments, all words, and this is related to being a good disciple. Yes. Yeah, definitely, as all the disciples, he had seen the vision of the kingdom of heaven in the book of Revelation, and also he had the mind of Christ. So, you know, he spent more than 20 years. He was the only apostle living, because all the 12, all the 11 apostles were martyred more or less around the year 70 after Christ. But you know, if you listen today to the Synaxar, actually he lived up to the year 100 for Christ. Yes, he is the type of personality who looks into details, and if you study his book, his gospel, you can see clearly that he is repeating some meanings. He is focusing on the meaning of light, the meaning of truth, the meaning of love. So he is very busy with some meanings in a detailed and repetitive way. Yeah, he is the only evangelist who focused on the divine nature of Christ. That's why we presented his gospel with the eagle. The eagle, because as if he is taking us up to heaven. He is flying to heaven. And he is carrying all the church following him to heaven. Yes. In his gospel, he mentioned many stories which were not known, were not written in the other books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He mentioned many specific stories like the Samaritan story, like Nicodemus, like resurrection of Lazarus, Lazarus. So many of the stories were written only in his book. Yes, because he loved Christ so much, he was Christ-centric. He was Christ-focused. So his gospel is very focusing on the person of Christ. and he named him many names like truth, light, love, life. These all names were given in the book of St. John. Yes, he left everything. They said that he and his brother James were of a rich family, by the way, not like others like St. Peter and St. Andrew. But although they were relatively rich, they left everything to follow Christ, and that was not easy in their age. He was very sensitive, and as if he is living the whole life seeking Christ, looking after Christ. That's why when Christ stands on the shore early in the morning and nobody noticed his presence, St. John was the first to notice that this is the Lord. And he told St. Peter. So he was kind of a heart which is very sensitive to the presence of God. By the way, he was the disciple of John the Baptist. I don't know if you know this. John the Evangelist was originally a disciple of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was like a friend of Jesus. That's the name given to John the Baptist. He is the friend of the groom. That's why, if you can see, John the Baptist loved Christ so much. John the Evangelist took this love out of him, and he had the same heart. He was very silent, or rather shy. He was not speaking as much as St. Peter or St. Paul, but he added to the church much, although he is not the talkative person or the sociable one, but he can add a lot. Yes, he is one of the early people who saw the resurrection, or they knew that Christ is risen. Yeah, he was attaching himself to Christ all the time, and he considered himself the youngest, the little boy. That's why he kept silent, but he enjoyed this kind of attachment. With the end of the Gospel of St. John, the Lord said to St. Peter, "If I want John to stay until I come back, I will leave him." So some people believe that John will never die. So he added on the end of his Gospel that the Lord did not say so. He meant that I'm going to die like others. So he was humble, and he was, you know, honest in whatever he's saying, to explain the exact meaning of the Lord himself. Yes, he was nervous at the time, because once happened that he and his brother, when they were coming to Samaria and the people rejected Christ, James and John were very nervous, asking God, "Let's ask to get fire over them." So Christ rebuked them. But after many years, we can see his character is very calm and very decent and full of patience and endurance. Yes. St. Peter said on the night of the resurrection that, "I'm ready to die for you," but he couldn't. St. John did not utter a single word, but he was ready to die for him, because he followed him up to the cross. Yes, he is the one who was gifted with the revelation. And through the revelation, we could imagine the kingdom of heaven, the future life, the life with the angels, the happy, joyful, eternal life. So all these meanings were given by St. John, as if he knew the secrets, the mysteries, because he is very near to the heart of Christ. Yes, this is very important, actually. St. John did not write any book, because he knew his brothers Mark, Matthew, Luke, Paul wrote many. But actually, with the end of the first century, with the last 20 or 30 years, some heresies came up, and they were all against the real character of Christ. Is he God? Is he a real person? That's why he wrote his gospel and his letter and the book of Revelation. So he was, you know, up to this mission. It was not easy to stand against the heresies in this first century. Very good. Although he was very much close to the heart of Christ and he was rather putting his head on his chest many times, but when he saw Christ in his glory in the book of Revelation, he bowed down and he couldn't face it. He was very honest to stand up to the cross, and he was the one gifted with Saint Mary because he was like pure-hearted like her. And he got the blessing to be her son, which is, you know, a great blessing. By the way, he is the one who used the word witnessing many times. This is a common word in his books, in the letters, in the Revelation, in the Gospel. By the way, the word witnessing is very Christian, and it has nothing to do except with to witness for the divine nature of Christ. Christ is God. This is the meaning of witness. Yes, by the way, this is very true. Many people converted into Christianity were very much touched by the words of St. John specifically. His gospel is very much touching others. He considered that he was beloved by Christ, and he never focused on his love to Christ. Because he had this humble heart, he always saying that we did not love him, but he is the one who loved us. So this is, you know, out of his humility. Yeah, the readings of today were very much related to St. John, and in the order of our church, that the readings is related to the man of the feast, the celebration. So it was from his gospel, the last chapter of his gospel, and the question, the commonest question, do you love me? And you know, silently, there was a man saying yes. He was St. John. St. Peter said it twice, and on the third time he couldn't say it, because he remembered his denial. But St. John was always saying yes. He was quite sure that he loved Christ. That's why with the ending of the question, he was the one who followed Christ at once.